Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliating and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. And you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209 to figure out, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't letting nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here,
do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them as far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swat me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
A show that's for you and only you and no one else. You guys already know who I am. I'm Ken Scott, soon to be Lord Scott. But anyway, Ken Scott, Sr., Chief Executive Officer with www.usentrywaiverservices.com. And we resolve all USA border crossing issues. You guys know that we're always here to bring you content that you at least find appealing, if not amusing. And the info that you obtain from us, we hope you can use to help, you know, protect yourself against CBP. But not just that, also really against these cheap competitors. We see a new trend now amongst these competitors. Well, I guess it's not really new, but they are really, 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 in a sense, I don't want to say scraping the bottom of the barrel, but they're really, really getting desperate regarding to try to sucker you guys in to get business. And the thing is, as you guys know, we try to save you guys money if possible with the lifetime clearance or not needing a waiver, or if you need a waiver, we get you sorted out quite proper. And the thing is, as you guys know, we have a 99% to 100% success rate. And that's because me being a former American law enforcement officer, a former American federal officer, a former American federal employee, we used to formally enforce these laws in USA, particularly Washington State. And now what we do is instead of placing you in cuffs, we keep the cuffs off you. So we have a major, major number of supporters, and we're very grateful. And we've got a gentleman we want to ring up here, and let me ring him up. He almost got ripped off by a lawyer. And we're going to discuss his story. Okay. His dialing.
Hello?
Oh, hey, hello? John, how are you? Hey, can you hear me?
Where are you? Yep.
Good, good.
I can hear you.
Perfect. Oh, great, great. So I was telling the audience, you know, you're live on air. I was telling the audience we've got a gentleman by the name of John Smith, and he was accused of being a starship thief. He was accused of stealing the Federation starship USS Enterprise, although Jean-Luc Picard might frown. For John's benefit and the benefit of the audience, we're going to tell you guys well, we're going to go over his story briefly in a bit, but we're going to provide some info here to help you guys out so you won't fall into a similar trap. Now, let me bring it up here. I want to bring up the immigration statute for Homeland Security. And for the audience, I'm going to keep it in layman's terms. So let me bring up the act here. Okay. I'll bring up the act. We'll bring up Section 212. Where are we at? No, we got to go to the next one. And we've done YouTube videos on this before for the other members of the audience. We show the actual statute, but we're going to just read it off here. Because what we're finding out is some people are getting swindled or trying to apparently almost got swindled by these lawyers, these discount waiver companies. So, for example, let's use John's case. John was, you know, let's just say John was accused of stealing the Federation Starship Enterprise. And it went to the Crown Court, and the Crown has, well, the judge has deemed that John was not guilty of the offense, so he's dismissed. But let me read you the statute. So under the immigration code, it says conviction of certain crimes in general, I'm going to skim over it, you know, for time purposes, except as provided in Clause 1. Okay, number 1, any alien convicted of, you guys remember this, any alien convicted of, that's number 1. And when they say that, they basically mean a relevant crime, because not all crimes require waivers. But any alien convicted of, number 1, or who admits having committed, that's number 2, number 3, or who admits committing acts which constitute the essential elements of a crime involving moral turpitude or conspiracy, yada, yada, or violation of a Controlled Substance Act is inadmissible. So, guys, what that means is, it's simple. John was convicted of stealing the Enterprise, then he would need a waiver.
Correct.
If John is not convicted of stealing the Enterprise, he does not need a waiver. Now, the wild card here is John goes out to the border and the guards ask him questions about the charge, even though he's not convicted, because they know he's not convicted. They know that. So they need John to just basically say, well, yeah, I stole the Enterprise. I hid it on the Mars colony. And because of the fact that the Crown could not prove I stole the Enterprise, my case was dismissed. Well, because John decided to admit to the Federation police that he stole the Enterprise, because he admitted to them, he now needs a waiver, not for the charge, but for his admission. But John already understands this. We had a nice chat yesterday. This is for the purposes of you guys. But this shows, Miss, I want John to tell us what competitors try to do to him, like in particular a lawyer. So, John, if you want to tell the audience what the lawyer tried to do to you to get, you know, the 3K, that would be great.
Yeah. So they were basically telling me that, you know, to supply them information, you know, of the whole thing. And so once they got the information, then they said, you know, I most likely you're going to need a U.S. waiver. But I go to myself, they have not even, you know, even looked thoroughly to see what would my charges translate into the U.S., right? So
exactly.
So I'm like wondering, right? But she throw that out there, like, you know, oh, it's going to cost you like 3,000 you know, most likely you're going to need it. So I'm like, okay, so because I've been reading other stuff too, like petty offenses and all that stuff. It's just a lot of information. So that's why, that's one of the reasons I went to a lawyer, right? Because again, I had that mentality that just because they're a lawyer, you know, they have that connection or whatever. And this was a U.S. immigration lawyer, right? So, but she
right.
pointed that out to me right away. Oh, it's going to cost like $3,000. So I'm like, that's a bit harsh because, you know, look at my charges, translate the charges from Canadian to the U.S. and see if it falls under petty. But they were not giving me, well, she was not giving me much information, right? So I was like,
right,
again,
exactly.
I was, you know, again, thinking, and I'm like, okay. I just didn't feel it was right. You know, I just didn't feel that I was doing the right thing going to her, right? So that was one of the reasons why I just didn't continue on with her services. Because I just felt a little bit uncertain with her.
Good, good,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And I think yesterday you said you called others and they tried to sell you a waiver as well. I believe you said that.
Oh, correct. Yes, yes, yes. Then I called other, you know, because I reside in Toronto, and then there's lots of, you know, companies, oh, U.S., you know, U.S. waiver. So I've been calling, and right away, oh, you need a U.S. waiver. But I have not even, you know, showed him my information of my charges. Like, how do you know? Like, oh, I was never in trouble. This is my first time going in a situation like this, right? So, again, they're all
exactly.
saying U.S. waiver, U.S. waiver, U.S. waiver, right? And so all this information that I'm taking, I'm like, wow, then I do need a U.S. waiver. Up to when I seen Mr. Scott, you know, in his, well, your clips, it just basically opened my eyes. You're basically detailed. I felt comfortable, even though I haven't talked to you at that time and over the phone. But I just felt a good vibe by watching your clips.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing.
Oh,
otherwise
thank you.
Than that, yeah. Otherwise than that, everybody is saying the same thing. You need a U.S. waiver, and it's going to cost you thousands of dollars. I'm like, what? Yeah, so.
And for the purposes of the audience, like I explained to John yesterday, the reason why they do that, guys, is, and unfortunately for John, he's in the worst area for these discount waiver companies and these lawyers. These guys are so desperate for business, they will tell him anything just to suck money out of him and for a waiver. Now, what I had mentioned to John yesterday was the fact that, let's just say if he had filed an application, even though he doesn't need it, people don't realize or understand that when you file an application, if you put something in that application that makes you inadmissible, you basically talk yourself into needing a waiver, and then it's going to cost you thousands of dollars over a lifetime. Now, John, you know, he got lucky. He's going to save every penny. But if you talk yourself into needing a waiver, especially when you're not convicted, listening to these lawyers and discount waiver companies in his area, you guys are going to be royally screwed. So you guys are thinking, well, Ken, you're in the business of clearing people, yes. But there's a big difference with us is we tend to focus on the more serious cases out here on the West Coast because we have serious criminality out here. And the fact that because I used to work for the system, I know what the how they look at it from the inside out. So based upon that strategy and the materials that we have obtained from CBP, which we also have copies of the criteria that CBP uses to adjudicate a waiver to decide whether to give it to you or not. So that stuff, I've mentioned this before, but that stuff stays locked up and it's not on our computers. It's in the binder. It's old school. So essentially, when someone applies for a waiver, a more so serious criminality, I'm not talking about if Billy Bob stole a car at 19, now he's 40 in Winnipeg. I'm talking about the guys who were convicted of moving, let's just say, white bricks in tractor trailers across the border from Surrey to Seattle, the more serious criminality. Those cases will get cleared, and that's generally what we often deal with, the more serious stuff. There's also lifetime clearances for people that qualify. But again, the point is, the competitors, they don't know how to clear the serious stuff. They don't know how to get these lifetime clearances. And like with John, guys, they try to sell him a waiver right away. And John, I want to ask you, how much did we charge you for everything that we've done for you?
You guys, I called yesterday. And nothing. You guys helped me out, and I was satisfied. And it was a blessing that you guys helped me out. Like, you guys are, you know, the real thing. Like, you guys are there for the people and people that really need it. And we appreciate you, right? I just felt a little bit more, you know, safe calling you and compare. Where I live, it's like I'm surrounded by sharks, right?
Oh, and, you are.
And I'm surrounded by sharks. That's the way I felt. Never been in trouble, and with this situation. But the thing about me is that I don't give up. I keep on trying, and keep on, you know, searching, and that's what leads me to you, right? And you're just a blessing. I appreciate that.
And we definitely appreciate your input. You offered to pay yesterday, and I said no. You can hold on to your money. It's fine.
That's right.
We just want to help.
True.
Yeah, the thing is, we want to help people, and for us, it's not about the money. We just want to help you guys. If we can save you guys money from needing a waiver, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people say, Ken, why the hell would you do that? I said, because for us, it's not about the money. We want you guys to get satisfaction. And, you know, competitors out there, they despise us for this and more. So, but you know what? They're not going to stop us from what we're doing. We're going to get the message out even more, and we're really going to get the message out to that Toronto area because there's too many people out there to get bent over the table by these lawyers and discount waiver companies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Exactly.
But we say.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say they even because again this was all new for me, and they even offered pardons. And because my concern is going to the States because I got family, they even offered me pardons and this and that, but the pardon, you know, it didn't really make sense because the U.S. does not recognize that, right?
Thank you.
And I think I even seen your clip, and that for me, by me seeing that was a confirmation. The way I was thinking, I was on point. Like, it just doesn't make sense with the pardon. Pardon, I get it.
Thank you.
For, you know, career-wise and all that stuff, I do get that. But to go to the U.S., it's just a waste of money.
Thank you very much. And we do have a clip about that. And we tell people, look, unless you need a pardon, let's say if your person's convicted, if you need a pardon for sports coaching, you know, youth, or if you need a pardon to get employment, or for housing, or I guess Canadian citizenship. Beyond those four reasons, what is the point of getting a Canadian pardon? It's other than those four reasons, it's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And for John's benefit, for the benefit of the other people, you guys don't understand that even if you get a pardon, there's still ways CBP can find the info. But these discount waiver companies, they push pardons because it's a quick cash cow for them. And pardons are not that easy to obtain through the government. They're very strict. So bottom line, when the day's over, is you guys are going to become self-empowered to protect yourself against CBP, the discount waiver companies in Ontario, and these lawyers. And we've even done we have two YouTube videos out here, guys. And basically, it shows you how you can do your own Canadian pardon. You don't need to hire Batman's pardons and waivers to do your pardon. You can do it yourself. So, They dropped the government fee to $50, but again, you only need it for those four reasons. Beyond that, don't believe this bullshit. But, you know,
correct.
These cases are telling you, oh, you need it. The border won't see it. That's a crock of shit. Because the border can still obtain this info various ways. But John made my day yesterday because the fact that we saved him $3,000. And he can basically go visit family and take his kids and et cetera to USA. And he won't have to worry about this.
No. That was great, especially when you showed me how to, present and how to talk to these guys in order for them to think that I'm admitting it. So the way you helped me out with that, amazing. Like, that was like night and day. So it all depends how you present your story towards them. It makes the presentation of the topic of why you're being pulled over by these CBPs.
Yeah, you're essentially your situation. And again, the advantage we have is the fact that because I was a former federal officer in USA and a former law enforcement officer, and I was actually supposed to work at the Sumas border as an inspector. Based upon all that training and experience, I know what these guys are going to do, what they're going to say. I've got copies of their training material. I got copies of their criteria. I mean, it's just, if the public really knew how many holes they had in their database, they were trained. But we won't go into that too much detail, because that's the reason why we charge the fees we do. Because we can do things competitors cannot, but I don't want to hold John up too much. It's a Sunday. He's in Toronto. I'm in Surrey, BC, and Surrey, BC, Canada, because the mellow fellow out there by John, who keeps telling people I'm in England, I'm looking around here at Surrey, BC, not Surrey, England. So it's almost, let's see, it's about 3:30 for John. It's 12:22 for me. So sorry, John, so I won't hold you up there. I know you're busy, but
we want to thank you for being
a guest on the show. And any questions, feel free to give me a shout anytime. You got my personal number. So
thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Thank you.
No worries.
It was great to be here.
Yep, my pleasure. And any questions, like I said, feel free to give us a shout.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Appreciate it.
No worries. Have a great day.
You as well. Enjoy your day.
All right, guys. So we have so many of these stories that we could put out here. I mean, we're doing our best that we can to get this message out. Looks like we're going to have to get this message out more to the Toronto community, because out there, just like he said, they are surrounded by sharks. Surrounded by sharks, and don't know what else to really do. I mean, we got some things in the pipeline coming down here where we're going to be able to get this message out to the masses of all of Canada. And let's see, this is what, March 20th, April 20th? I would say by Canada Day for sure, but probably by end of May, We should be in a position where we can get this message all of Canada and bring awareness to the situation and help you guys save some money if possible for not needing an unnecessary waiver, or don't fall for the pardon scam, especially don't fall for the eSafe scam, which that's a bunch of bullshit too. You do not need to use eSafe, people. I don't care what the discount waiver companies tell you. I don't give a damn what CBP tells you. You do not need to use eSafe. You are allowed to use paper. And I'm going to get on the eSafe platform for a minute here. For that eSafe, the thing is, with eSafe, you take your, with the paper version, you take your packet down to the border, you file it, you pay your government fee, they take your FBI prints, you go home. Electronic method, you upload it online, You take your packet down to the border. You give your fingerprints. You paid the fee prior to going down. So I posed this question to them. I said, what's them meaning CBP? I said, what's the point of this e-safe if they still have to come down? They still have to give prints. And the guards, some of the guards give you the deer and headlight look. Or some say, oh, it's faster. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit too, people, because we've had people that have done it on their own, and their cases took 6 months to 2 years through e-safe. Not to mention the people whose application got lost in the system or when a database went down. I think it went down for about 3 or 4 months last year. And those people had to do paper. So they're singing my song, essentially. You don't have to do it. And for this BS about it being faster, that's not necessarily true as well. Because the fact that right now for us, I can say, we're getting approvals back in the 6 to 8 week mark. And that's with paper. And I don't mean, you know, someone who stole a car at 19, not at 50. I mean, for example, the serious criminality, the guys who may have washed money, so to speak, the guys who may have been unlicensed pharmaceutical sales specialists, so to speak, guys who may have decided to practice their Mike Tyson boxing moves on RCMP officers, guys that may have ran police barricades, you know, with their Hummers and running from the RCMP in Surrey. Guys that may have pointed their Glock pistols or Tech Nines at rivals, you know, those kinds of things. The more serious criminality cases are coming back approved quicker. So, which, by the way, people, it does seem that for some odd reason, CBP is harder on the smaller stuff than they are on the larger stuff. You know, it makes, well, I mean, I understand why. But anyway, that's for another video. Anyway, guys, bottom line, we're here for you. So, again, it's Ken Scott, Chief Executive Officer with USEntryWaiverServices.com. And that's, well, I just said it, but I'll say it again, www.USEntryWaiverServices.com. And it's 1-888-908-3841 or 604-562-8140. And we're about to sign off now. Oh, we need to get a message from one of our sponsors. Here we go.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada, and you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America for that matter. Maybe they gave you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, denied entry to USA.com can help. Denied entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at denied entry to USA.com or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. Get your ass back on the road with denied entry to USA.com.
All right, guys. So we're almost out of time here. I'm noticing the clock is running down. Should have given the number out for people who want to call in, but it's a U.S. number to call. So we want to figure out a way you guys can call in and not have to pay the U.S. charges. I mean, that's, you know, that can be a bit expensive. We can cover the cost. For us, it's no big thing. But we're going to figure out a way to do it, for sure. So, all right, guys. You enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Remember, don't fall for the bullshit from these discount waiver companies or these lawyers, because they're only looking to bend you over the table and take your money. Now, if that's what you like, that's fine. But if you want to save some money, if you can, if possible, depending upon your circumstances, then you need to give us a shout And you've got the number, but I'm going to say it again because I'm a parrot. 888-908-3841 or 604-332-9213. Ken Scott with the Denied Entry to USA show. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, South Bent, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the woo dump in chambers, third life, get it right, nigga, danger. Seven shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the nine knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older, now, from back then. When I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
What up? You join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry to USA show. Our show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
As I ride, smoking that pot, oh, still stay lit, my eyes are slow, they clinging like fire. I keep them blazing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Fuck peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. As free, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spent 500 on chronic,